Perek Shvius, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, 5-6. The Mishnah now discusses the issue of Misayel Devar Avera, being an enabler for someone who's doing an Avera, in this case, breaking Shvius, which is a close relative of the Yisra Torah of Lifnei Iver, Lesitin Mechshol, not to put a stumbling block in front of the blind, which means a person doesn't know better, to enable him to do, or encourage him, or force him, or trick him into doing some kind of avera. Here, it's misayeya, you're helping the person who perhaps has intention of breaking shvius in doing that avera, and you're not allowed to do that. So, we're going to restrict what you're able to sell someone in the Shemitah year if you suspect that person is a machal Shemitah, someone who breaks Shemitah. So, if you haven't got that fear, then there's no restrictions whatsoever. You can sell him whatever he wants to buy, and you can assume that he's buying something for use in the eighth year. But if you already suspect him of being someone who breaks Shemitah, so then you're not allowed to enable that, and sell him something which is, by all reasonable assumptions, something that's there to do something that's forbidden on Shemitah. Things, however, that are dual purpose, which may be for breaking Shemitah, or maybe not, you can assume leniently that he's using it for some permitted purpose. Even if you suspect him of being a Shemitah breaker, you can assume he's using it for a permitted purpose and still sell it to him. That's the principle of the Mishnah. Here the Mishnah says inside, Elu chelim, the following utensils, she'ein ha'uman rashai l'machan b'shvias, that the artisan who makes them may not sell on Shemitah to a person who he suspects of being machal Shemitah with that implement. First is the machareisha v'chol cheleha, a plow and all its associated components. You can't sell that in the seventh year of the Shemitah year because there's no legitimate use for a plow besides for plowing, and you can't plow on Shemitah. Ha'ol, the ol is the yoke, Y-O-K-E, the harness which connects the cow to the thing that it's pulling and keeps them straight and narrow. V'ha'mizra, a mizra like the Malacha Zore with a hay, which is to winnow. So a mizra is like a pitchfork that you will use to, if you are familiar with Hilchot Shabbos, Zore is sorting by wind. So what happens is on the threshing floor, the goren, you have a combination of chaff, straw, and the actual edible grain, like the pieces of wheat. So the actual kernels of wheat, like think of wheat corns or, you know, the barley you put inside your chol, something like that, is dense and heavy, whereas the chaff, the bran, and the other straw is light. So if you take a pitchfork and throw the whole mixture up in the air, and there's a breeze, what will happen is the chaff will blow away, and the little grains of grain, those kernels, will fall straight back down again. So the mizra is the tool that you do zora with, the pitchfork. Again, no use for a pitchfork under normal circumstances, except for working the threshing floor, which you can't really do in the Shemitah year. V'hadeker. A deker is something like a hoe, H-O-E. It's a tool you use for like digging and, you know, working your field on Shemitah. So those you have no legitimate use really for them on the Shemitah year, and therefore if you already have someone who's suspected to be a Machal Shemitah, someone who breaks the Shemitah, so then you couldn't sell him these things in the Shemitah year. Aval mocherhu magal yad, but you could, if you manufacture magal yad, magal is a sickle. Like think of the communist flags, you know, with the curvy knife, the rounded knife, that's a magal. So a hand sickle, or a magal ktsir, or a harvesting sickle. Since remember, you're allowed to collect things that grew naturally, and ignoring the issues of svichin, there are plenty of agricultural products that can be harvested legitimately on the Shemitah year. So there's no reason to assume that this guy is dafka doing something that's forbidden. You could do something permitted with this magal yad, magal ktsir, these two kinds of kind of rounded knives. And therefore you could sell it to him. V'agala, same goes with agala, is a wagon. So wagons, of course, are used for the forbidden moving of a lot of fresh harvest, but you can also use it for small amounts of permitted harvesting. V'chol keleha, and all the implements that are attached to the agala, to the wagon. Ze'aklal, this is the principle. Kol shemalachto miyuchedes lavera, any tool that it's malacha, the thing that it does, is miyuchedes, is specifically designated La Avera, for some forbidden act on Shemitah, Asur. Those are the things you may not sell to someone if you already suspect them of being a person who doesn't keep Shemitah properly. le'iser ulaheter, but if you have a tool which has forbidden and permitted uses, mutar, you are, yes, allowed to sell that dual-purpose tool to the person, even if you suspect them of being a machal shmita.